There are now two separate investigations taking place into Israel's deadly raid on ships carrying aid to Gaza back in May. The United Nations formally began its probe in New York yesterday. And in Jerusalem, Israel is conducting its own internal investigation. Shira Frenkel has our report.
Israeli officials appeared confident as they defended their decisions ahead of the May 31st incident in the Mediterranean. On Monday, Israeli officials warned they might withdraw from the UN panel on the flotilla incident that left 9 Turkish activists dead after clashes with Israeli naval commandos. But by Tuesday evening, Israeli officials confirmed they will continue to participate, but will not allow their soldiers to be interviewed by the international body. Israel has often accused the UN of bias, and the government has never taken part in a UN probe. Earlier, Israel accused the UN Secretary General of reneging on a deal under which Israel would cooperate with the UN in exchange for assurances that no IDF soldier be interviewed. Though the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denied such a deal, he did not explicitly state that the IDF soldiers would be interviewed, and said that the UN panel would not try and assign individual criminal responsibility. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak said that it was unnecessary for Israeli soldiers to appear before the UN, adding he is sure that Israel acted in full compliance with international law. In his testimony to the Turkel Commission, an internal Israeli inquiry, Barak described the flotilla incident as a planned provocation by pro-Palestinian activists, and he said that Israel had no choice but to take action against it. He said that for more than a month prior to the incident, Israeli officials had been aware that some people involved in the flotilla planned to stage clashes in an attempt to embarrass Israel. Though reporters were allowed into the courtroom to hear Barak's testimony yesterday, no recordings were allowed. The hearing was also open to the Israeli public, but no private Israeli citizens showed up. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel in Jerusalem.
People in Gaza may benefit from some unusual cooperation between Israel and Libya. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi often styles himself as a leader of the Arab world, and he's often confronted Israel. But in this case, the two countries were able to sign an agreement. Libya will provide $50 million to rebuild more than 1,000 homes in the Gaza Strip. Those homes were destroyed last year during Israeli military strikes. Israel will also allow prefabricated homes supplied by a Libyan charity to reach Gaza. Also, Libya has released an Israeli photographer held for 5 months on suspicion of spying.